Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audra Brianne and Tyree.
Last week we interviewed fashion publicist Mike Vargas, and we hope you'll check that episode out on YouTube.
And on this week's episode of The DM, we will be reviewing the Netflix miniseries, Halston. Halston was produced by Ryan Murphy, and the costume designer is Jeriana San Juan, who is known for films such as Green Lantern and The Other Woman, and also television series like Saturday Night Live, Law & Order, and What Not to Wear. Halston was released on May 14th, 2021 on Netflix. The makeup department head is Patricia Reagan. She is known for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Succession, Pan Am, and It's Complicated. The hair department head is Michelle Johnson. She is known for work such as Jungle Cruise, Spider-Man Far From Home, Avengers Infinity War. So Halston was set in the 1960s in New York and Paris, and the 1980s in New York City. Halston is played by Ewan McGregor, and he portrays the iconic American designer who made his namesake one of the most successful brands of his era. His rise came from the financial backing of David Mahoney of Norton Simon, and clout was garnered via Eleanor Lambert. The show follows Halston's competition, ego, luxury and excess, and his stubbornness that all contribute to his rise and fall.
And I really liked this. I learned so much from this miniseries. I was surprised because I thought it was going to be more just the drama of everything. And it was dramatic. But like the first thing that I learned that I'm really glad I now know is the pillbox hat that he made for Jackie Kennedy. I didn't know that her inauguration hat was made by Halston. That's a huge, like, he's going to be a part of history forever because of something like that.
Yeah, and he's also known for, like, captains and, like, bravery. And I think he was, like, one of the first designers to actually make a captain.
Yeah.
So he is, like, a historical figure in American fashion. I believe he's from Iowa, and he went to college in Chicago. So it's, like, really American fashion.
Yeah, and it's funny. I know Halston. This is a little embarrassing to say, but I only know of Halston because of Sex and the City 2, because there was this like caftan dress that was everywhere in the promo for that movie, and it was Halston. And so that was really the first time I like heard about the brand, paid attention to the brand. Like, I didn't know that he was just as big as he was. Like, his name kind of floated around in my head, but like, yeah, I didn't know that his competition was like Calvin Klein and like Balenciaga and stuff. Like, that was really cool to find out.
And it's kind of cool that he started as like a hat designer. And I know that Chanel started as a hat designer, like Ralph Lauren started as like a tie designer. So it's kind of cool that he started as like an accessory designer and then like created a brand.
Yeah. And I just, a little bit of characterization. We went through like three of the main characters, but Ewan McGregor, he obviously plays Halston, and Halston, that is his middle name that he goes by. And he goes by that because he puts on like a persona, including his voice deepens, he slicks back his hair, and he wears sunglasses. That's sort of his like iconic look that he developed. He's very egotistical and stubborn, like very stubborn. You know, when people would tell him no, he didn't like that. And he definitely believed in his own hype, I would say, because he was always right in his mind. And a lot of times, what's funny, he was right, actually. So like a lot of people could be easily swayed by him, because usually what he designed and what he pitched did work out in his favor. And again, he rose to quick fame in the 60s when Jackie Kennedy wore his pillbox hat to the inauguration. But then in the 70s, like Tyree said, caftans made a huge splash in his collections, and ultra suede, like mini dresses that he was doing that were meant for everyday wear also became a really big like part of, like it was a big staple of his collection. Then we have actress Krista Rodriguez. Is there something, what?
I wanted to add one more thing about Halston frequented Studio 54, and he would come in with a bunch of models. So they were called the Halstonettes, and they were titled that by Andre Leon Talley when he started first writing about, like, designers. So that's just a fun fact.
That's so cool. And I love Andre Leon Talley. He's great. Actress Krista Rodriguez, she plays Liza Minnelli. And so Halston and Liza were really good friends. Most of you should know this, but she's Judy Garland's daughter. And she's now a rising entertainer in her own right. She's like a performer. She does like little shows, like one woman kind of shows where she's like dancing and acting and doing kind of like stand-up, a little bit of everything. She's sort of a jack of all trades. And she believed in Halston from the beginning. She wears his designs. She performs at his shows. Like, she's like his BFF. And so that kind of like celebrity backing was really a big deal for him to have support like that, because it helped other celebrities also want to wear him. And then the last actress we're going to talk about is Kelly Bishop, who plays Eleanor Lambert. And Eleanor is a huge fashion publicist. I didn't know any of this information, but I now do. She has tons of pull in the industry because she is the founder of, let's get ready, New York Fashion Week, the CFDA, and the Met Gala. All of those she founded, which I find to be incredible, because those are some of the biggest, you know, events in fashion, and this woman single-handedly founded all of them. She also believed in Halston a lot, and like, she helped him as well. So like, him having Eleanor and Liza in his back pocket was a huge, that was just a really big deal for him as a designer, that gave him a lot of backing.
Yeah. And Liza, when she would wear Halston, Liza with a Z, they, like, I don't know if, like, too many designers were, like, trying to dress her as, like, a one-woman show, because, like, she was quirky, and I think that's how they, like, kind of paired together, because he was like, I need to put my outfits on somebody, and she was like, no one really wants to dress me, but, and I think that's how they initially got started.
Yeah.
With Eleanor and her, like, huge backing of, like, the fashion industry, is she the one that set up the Paris event?
Yes.
Okay, so she got, I guess they were having, like, a designer war, or America versus whoever, and she set up an event with all these designers, but she made, like, promises to get him there, and I guess it kind of fell through to other designers that were like bigger at the time.
Halston is very talented. I think that he was doing stuff that nobody else was at the time, like the whole flowiness and like making dresses that were like comfortable and for everyday wear. That's amazing that Ultra Suede is kind of like attributed to him. I didn't know that. So again, I was learning all kinds of factoids watching this mini series. And you know, he was doing something different, because he had Balenciaga and like Anne Klein, and they were doing more of like, not office wear, but suiting. They were doing like women's suits. And so he brought about this nice, like leisurely, flowy kind of silhouette. So I think that was what was like really made him stand out a lot, is that he had just very flowy stuff where everybody else was much more structured and had like, you know, shoulder pads and like was a bit more formal. And he was more about, he wanted every woman to be wearing his dresses. And so he really played into that of like comfort and wearability, because he wanted everybody in his stuff. He didn't want just the celebs or just the rich like housewives. He wanted everyone wearing Halston.
Which,
and it sounds like they did.
His downfall, because he was like a luxury label. Mm-hmm. And with what you're saying, like Oscar de la Renta was doing like gowns. And I think like with Halston's color schemes and just like how he moved fabric, it was just like different than what the other designers were doing.
Yeah.
He didn't know, which this is a thing that happens to a lot of designers, is they're so focused on designing that they don't necessarily know what's going on with like the business side.
Yep.
So his downfall ended up being like creating different labels. He sold it to JCPenney's, which like cheapened his brand, and he started at Bergdorf. Yeah. So It was kind of like his downfall was his ego and not knowing the industry, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't, and he didn't seem interested in understanding the business part of it. He let other people manage that and make decisions for him. And I think that's what landed him in hot water is, like you said, how do you go from Bergdorf to JCPenney? Like, that's a huge, huge step down as far as like wanting to be a luxury label. You can't consider yourself luxury if you're being sold at JCPenney, because JCPenney is like a bargain warehouse, basically.
And he went from owning the brand to like being a salaried designer. Mm-hmm. Another fun fact about your Sex and the City is Sarah Jessica Parker, I don't remember what year it was, but she was actually either like a creative director or like did a collaboration with them.
Yeah.
And that's how like it re-sparked Halston. Yep. Sex and the City.
I remember that when she did that. That basically, yeah, Sex and the City is like where I started to learn more about Halston and realize, oh, okay, like he's an older designer that's sort of coming back now. And what would you say, Tyree, today? Like, how do you feel about Halston today? Like, his presence?
Well, looking over this, at first I thought Halston's been sold like so many times, it's not even really Halston anymore. But when going, at first I was like, Halston's such an iconic American designer. Why wasn't he at the, like, why wasn't he featured at the Met?
Yep.
But then I saw, like, there were, like, one or two people wearing Halston. And I think that Halston is kind of a lost brand. Like, the name is iconic. I'm sure if I saw vintage Halston, I would be like, wow, this is Halston. But as for 2021... like, I don't think people are, like, checking for Halston.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when Sarah was their creative director, there were quite a few people were wearing it on the carpet. You remember back in the, like, early 2000s when, like, Rachel Zoe was big and, like, Nicole Richie, like, everybody was wearing cast hand dresses. I remember Rachel Zoe helped bring back Halston as well, because she would wear a lot of his, like, archive stuff and new stuff. But other than that little, like, blip that kind of happened in the early 2000s, I agree with you. Halston is known more for the name than it is for being relevant to fashion today. It doesn't mean people don't wear it, but like, I really do agree with you that the name is probably bigger than the actual sales and like people wearing it every day. Like, that's not a name that amongst my friends and even peers and like people above me, that's just not like a name that I hear people, like if I were to ask someone, what are you wearing? Like Halston would not be a name I would assume would be dropped.
But he is a great American designer. And like you said earlier, his name will go down in history because of Jackie Kennedy and just what he's like contributed to the fashion industry. So even though it's not like relevant today, it is something that should be taught as American history or American fashion history.
Yeah, and I think it shows his longevity because we're talking about him today. So I think that he himself is a hot topic because he had a very interesting life and lifestyle. Unfortunately, he died before he was even 60. I believe he was 57, and he died of AIDS-related cancer, unfortunately, back in the 90s. I believe in the early 90s he passed away. And so, you know, we don't know what could have happened to the brand. I think that I'd like to think anyways that he would have become a bit more involved in the business side of things, like gotten his brand back on track. Like, it would have been nice to see him be the head of that instead of seeing like, because I think it's other people who got their hands on the brand that sort of wrangled it together and made it a little bit more relevant today. But it would have been nice to see what he did in the 90s with his collections. Yeah. And I liked this miniseries. I thought it was, I've never watched a Ryan Murphy production. So I thought, I've never seen American Horror Story, any of that. So like, yeah.
Versace.
Nope.
Okay. I like that show too. I think that everyone should check it out for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think we should move on to the red carpet.
Favorite part, guys. Here we go. As you guys know, like, it's tough for us sometimes on the DM. We've only covered a few men who, like, really bring out, like, a lot of like flair, like Chadwick from when we talked about Black Panther, like he's someone who like really like got into his red carpet and like made movement. Ewan's not quite there because his suits are all black. It reminds me of Joaquin Phoenix wearing the same suit to everything. But we are going to talk about his 2018 Golden Globe suit. And this is actually my favorite of the three that we're going to talk about. He is in all black. That was the year that Me Too started to happen, the Me Too movement. And so the industry a few days before the ceremony decided that they wanted all talent in solidarity to wear all black. And so that year, you know, that's why he's in all black. He's in a black dress shirt, suit, and he's got a black bow tie, obviously black shoes. I think it's just very sleek. I've always liked a black on black look. I don't think you can go wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much to say. I do love a black-on-black look. It's very slimming. It's sophisticated. This is from 2018, but it could work today. It could work, like, whenever. And, yeah, I think he looks great.
I think he won
on this year, too. I don't know what for, but he did win in 2018.
Oh, cool. He's won quite a few awards these past few years. The next suit we're going to talk about is at the Golden Camera event in 2018. This one is a little different because he's wearing a white dress shirt. I do like that for all of his looks, his pocket square is very crisp and it's a clean cut across the top. It's just a little sliver of a square that he wears for his pocket square. I really like that. I think that's very clean, very smart looking. And on this occasion, he has chosen a black tie versus a tuxedo because it seems like this event is a little less formal than the Golden Globes. What do you think overall of his look?
I think it looks nice. I'm glad you can see his cuff on his shirt below the jacket. I wish that someone would have said like, hey, straighten out your tie.
I know, it's crooked.
Other than that, I think he looks very good, slimming, and yeah, he looks clean. He looks, I mean, it's a black suit with a white shirt. I don't know what else to say, but.
And the last look we're going to talk about is this year's Emmys, where Mr. McGregor actually won his award that he was up for portraying Halston. He is in this photo with his partner, actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and he's wearing a classic tuxedo, so black tux. Again, the pocket square is crisp, square across the top, like straight line, black bow tie, and he's Tyree, you can see his cuff going on again, which is very nice. And then I think the showstopper of this look is supposed to be the shoes, because his shoes are two-toned and like at the toe they are all black and it looks like quilted as well. And then the like starting from like where your toes end to the ankle, like the back of his foot, is all white and the laces are black. So I think that's supposed to be his like pop of flair going on. I think it looks a little silly. Like something about it is a little Pee Wee Herman looking to me, because it kind of looks like, and his pants, I think the tailoring of the pants, this is one time I'm going to say the tailoring is too high. It almost looks like high water pants. I think if they had gone down on his pant maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches, it would have looked better. But it's like, if you guys were to see this, we can see his socks even when he's standing. And they're just black socks, so I don't know that it's like purposeful to be showing them. I think it looks like he's wearing high water pants.
Okay. This tuxedo is nice. I don't know if this is the same suit he's been wearing. He just leaves that pocket square in and just like puts on the jacket every weekend. But these shoes, I don't get. I think that you said it's like his like standout piece. They definitely stand out, and I definitely would have left them in the closet. I don't know. I just think like it's just too much. Like it doesn't work. Like I've looked through his like street style, and I know that he's like kind of fashion forward, but this isn't like fashion forward. It's just like a last minute, like, oh, let's put on these black and white shoes. I think maybe if he would have done a black and white shoe, just a different design or something. And then secondly, I think the pants are like too short. Like they look too short.
And this shoe is too casual. Looking at it again, this shoe looks very off the rack to me. Like, this doesn't look like a custom-made shoe for him. This looks like something, I don't know what designer it is, but it reminds me of, like, Yves Saint Laurent or something like that. Like, maybe Prada, but even with Prada, I don't know that they do two-tone like this, but it just kind of feels like these were found at a store and not necessarily, like, made for him.
I think two things with this shoe, that he could have kept this shoe if they would have been if they were a Prada with like that platform.
Yeah. I
think maybe that would add like height, and then that would throw off like the pants, and that would make it cool. Oh. Also, I think like doing like a boot. So if that white part was like higher on his ankles, then the pant would be higher, and it would be like, oh, like, is that his sock or is that an under thing? Like,
yeah.
Like they tried, but it didn't work. Basically.
Yeah, I wish he would have won wearing some better shoes and better tailored pants. It's not like a total miss, but this isn't my favorite. Again, I like the Golden Globes where he was just wearing all black. I think that's his best look we talked about.
Yes. So the next person that we're going to talk about is Krista Rodriguez. And Krista is styled by Sarah Slutsky. And Sarah styles Renee Elise Goldsberry, Katherine Gallagher, and Elizabeth Olsen. The first look that we're going to talk about is from Jonathan Simkhai's New York Fashion Week event. And I personally love Jonathan Simkhai. Mm-hmm. And it's not a dress. It is a jumpsuit, I want to say. It's black, and she has a bow tied around the waist of her pants, so you can't really see the other pant leg, so the bow is like very extravagant and big. And then she's wearing some Jimmy Choo strappy shoes, and then the toe has like crystals or like diamond encrusted on one of the straps, and it's like off the shoulder. What do you think of this?
I like it because, like, the off-the-shoulder part, it looks like she's wearing a blazer almost that's been, like it looks like it's three-quarter length sleeve. So, like, it almost looks like she's pushed up the sleeves on a blazer and that the blazer's, like, off the shoulder. I love this big bow. Her shoe is very, very cute. This is how you do a two-tone shoe because, like you said, over across the toe is silver and then there's a crisscross over her ankle. That part is black. She's doing two-tone shoes the right way with this.
I also love this because if you take that bow off, you could just wear it. I mean, like, yeah. I love the bow because it's like, it adds to the outfit, but like if she weren't at this event, she could just take it off and wear that. And it
totally.
And it is a blazer, I think, or a jacket because it does have like details on the sleeve as well.
Mm-hmm. I think this is great. She looks really cute.
Yeah. So the next look we're going to talk about is just a weekend fashion getaway, I guess. And she's wearing patou. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's wearing patou, and her shoes are clergy.
Yeah.
And her shoes are clergy. This outfit is very simple. I actually love this. It's a dress that stops right above the knee, and it's long sleeves. It has a lot of fabric on her arm, and then the end is like a bell. So it's white, and it has, like, two different textures. So the white up top is like smooth, and then the skirt fabric and the arm fabric are kind of the same, and they have like a little texture to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The wrinkles. What do you think of this?
I think it's super cute. It's like a baby doll dress, like the length of it is. And I really like that. She's got the perfect little figure to pull it off. She looks petite. So, like, I think that this looks like the right kind of cut on her. The sleeves, although big, are not so big that they swallow her. Like, she's definitely wearing this dress. It is not wearing her. And she's got an interesting shoe on. It looks sort of like, it's a two-tone penny loafer that's black and white, and I think that that's a very unique, like, addition to an outfit like this. I think it keeps it young and fresh and, like, just really accessible in that way, because I think, like, anyone in their 20s and 30s would look at this and probably be attracted to an outfit like this, even if it's not necessarily your style. It's styled very well by Sarah, so bravo to Sarah and Krista.
I also want to say, Krista, I don't believe, this is my opinion, that Krista is a fashion girl. I believe she, because I looked at her Instagram, and she's like a stage actress. And I don't know if this is like one of her first shows, but she's an up-and-comer. So with her fashion, I understand that she's either just like trying stuff, or she found a certain look and it looks good on her. So yeah. I appreciate that. The next dress that we're going to talk about is from the Town and Country event. She is wearing Dundas by Peter Dundas, and her shoes are Malone Salor. This dress is this one's kind of hard to describe because it has like a sweetheart neckline. This dress stops at the thigh, and it has like a wrap dress style to it. It's long sleeves. It has like a puffer sleeve on the shoulder, and she's holding like a bag that has like woven, it's like a basket woven. Mm-hmm. And her shoes are white, and they have a silver strap across it.
I love this. It's like a toile de chine sort of pattern on her dress that I really like, those blue and white dishes. It looks like that sort of pattern, but it's not the blue that's cobalt blue that we see in the dishes. It's more of a navy. It's definitely a navy. And they've made it bigger. It's not as small as that print usually is. And I like that they've made it bigger because we can actually like see that it's like trees in there, and it looks like there's a house. Like I can actually make out like silhouettes of stuff instead of squinting, being like, is that like, what is that? Is it twigs? Is it snow? Like, what am I looking at? Her little netted like basket handbag is so cute. Like I think with her accessories are very thought out. Like they all seem to have some sort of quirkiness or like contrast to them that like helps elevate the actual like dress or garments that she's wearing. Her shoes, I could do without them. They're not offending me by any means. They match the whole look, and I do understand it. But yeah, I really, really like her handbag in this. And I think that her hair, it looks like it's like in a little like low bun with just some tendrils in the front. And I think that hairstyle and makeup was also a good choice with a look like this. I think she looks really appropriate for a Town and Country event.
Yeah, I think she looks great. I think the dress is the perfect length. And yeah, I mean, you said everything. And I love Peter Dundas, which the next look we're going to talk about is another Dundas by Peter Dundas. It's kind of a similar shape to the dress that we just talked about, except for this one is all the way up to her neck. It's like a mock neck. Mm-hmm. And it has shoulder pads on the sleeves. It's long sleeve. It stops at her thigh again. And it's another wrap type dress. And this time she's wearing a navy blue belt, and it's by Iro Paris. And her shoes are Givanto Rosy. And the dress is black with polka dots.
I think this is great. That navy belt saved this whole look. Like, I think that's such a great addition. And again, I'm going to say her accessories are what helps elevate her a lot. Like, every single look she's got, like in the first look, she's got this two-tone Jimmy Choo. In the second look, she's got a two-tone penny loafer. In the third look, she's got the like woven basket handbag and another two-tone shoe. And in this fourth look, she's got the contrast navy belt, which you can tell it's navy. It's a very vibrant navy, like, because it's bouncing off of the black really nicely. Like, I would see this and know right away you're wearing a blue belt, and that's a really hard thing to achieve when mixing navy and blue. So as far as their color like work here, they did a really nice play on the contrast. And like her hair is, I didn't realize she has short hair like this. I guess it's down in the other ones, but I wasn't paying attention. But her bob is like kind of messy, and like she's got bangs, and there's just something about her hair too here that like is just funky and like really cute. I think this is a very nice outfit on her.
Yeah, I think they get her style, and it may not, I mean, I'm excited to see her on the red carpet one day. It may not like blow me away, but she has a clear idea of her style and what looks good on her.
Yeah. She's cute. I approve. And so our last actor we're going to talk about is Rebecca Dann. And Rebecca plays in the Halston show. Is she a French actress in the show? Like,
I think she's French in real life. She was a model, maybe.
But oh, you're right. She was a model, like one of his muses, I think, is who she portrays in the Halston show. But they have a falling out in this really, I was like, damn, because the scene that they have a falling out, like, she's like, she throws off this coat and she's smashing like dishes on it and stuff. And I was like, ooh. Moving to Rebecca. Rebecca Dann is, we don't know who her stylist is, but I think she's got one. Looking at these outfits and like as we go through it, I'm pretty sure she's got a stylist. So the first look we're going to talk about is Halston Press, and Rebecca's wearing a Miu Miu look, and this look is straight out of the lookbook. This particular collection was modeled by actress Emma Corrin, who played Princess Diana in The Crown. And this is exactly how they showed the look in the lookbook. It is a two-tone dress. The top is like, it looks sort of like body armor in the way that it's like shaped, and it is sleeveless, and it's got like a quilted pink situation going on. At the waist, there is a black, like a solid black, almost belt, it looks like, that's happening, because it connects to the skirt part, which is, there's like a red waistband, and then it is a yellow skirt that also repeats that like quilted pattern on it. And then these shoes are funky. I remember really not liking these in the campaign. They're tennis shoes and they have a kitten heel, and I think that's all I'm gonna say about it, because like those two words should never go together.
Yeah, they almost look kind of like cleats or something.
Yes, just a mess.
Heel.
What do you think of this for a press look?
I think it's cute. I mean, like, literally, if she was going to like a Miu Miu show or like a Miu Miu something, this would be cute.
Yeah.
Just to wear the entire look from the collection, I mean, there's nothing really you can say about, like, they probably just sent her that and sent her the photo, and they were like, okay, wear it just like this.
This looks like a campaign ad. Like, I would have if you hadn't like said that this was press that she's doing, I would have thought that this was an ad in a magazine for sure, because she's wearing the look as it was presented in the campaign. Like, they didn't change anything about it. And it's very dressy and fancy for a press look. Very cute, but like, again, I think you're right. This should have been front row at the show, or if she even had like an after party or something to go to. But for press, I don't understand her wearing this for press, because press, you're sitting all day long in a hotel room. This does not look like an outfit I'd want to do that in. Especially not with AC. Like, her legs are all out and her arms are all out. Like, I'm like, how did you keep warm that day?
Yeah.
Not into it. The next one is, she's at the Jacques Mousse La Montagne show, and she is wearing the designer. She's got her hair down in a cute little bob. I just wanted to note that, because I think it's like flipped at the ends. I thought it was cute. It looks like she's wearing a tube top dress that has a yellow and black pattern on it. And she's got a black, like a simple black blazer. I think it's, do we think she's wearing it, or is it over her shoulders? I think she's wearing it.
She's wearing it, but I saw pictures without her wearing it. So like she's done like both.
And she's got just a little black handbag. It's very basic looking. There's not much detail we can make of it, but it's on the small side. And then her shoe is just a black platform open-toed shoe that has an ankle strap. So very minimal, like, not doing a whole lot with her accessories. What do you think of this look?
First things first, Jacques Mousse is probably one of my favorite brands. And this outfit is very simple. I think it's cool how the dress has like tassels. So each one of those gold things are like individual tassels that are like placed on there, and they're just kind of like hanging. The blazer, I don't really get, but it does elevate the look a little. And I did see some photos with it on and off. And then she has like the Jacques Mousse bag. So like, if you guys see those like mini bags with the J on it, I believe it's one of those, like the little small bags that people are doing nowadays. One thing that I will say about this photo is I feel like her shoes are too big.
Yeah, you can see the sole of them.
And her toe is like not close to the front. But other than that, I think she looks great. Her legs look great. The hair is cute. And she's wearing the designer at the show. And yeah.
She can definitely rock a mini dress because these first two looks have been like little teeny tiny dresses. And so her legs look great in it, like you said. I think it's very cute. It's very straightforward to me. So there's not like a lot to say about it. Like if this was an assignment, I'd say she completed it. The third look is Miss Rebecca at the Sundance Film Festival in 2020. And she's wearing a Dion Lee dress. This dress is all black. It is a mock turtleneck that has a cutout right above the bust, and it's long sleeve. And then right at her midriff, it has like an open cutout as well. And then it looks like there are some buttons that happen, like right where the belly button would be. Like there's a few buttons that she has, and it's cinched at the waist. And that starts the skirt part of it. And so it's a cinched waist, but then the skirt kind of goes out. And it looks like this ends at her calf. And she is wearing black leather boots. I don't know if they're thigh high or calf high because we can't see her legs, but they're high enough that like you're not seeing any skin between the skirt and the shoe. And she's got her hair pulled back, some tendrils in the front, very minimal jewelry going on. And she's on a purple step and repeat. What do you think, Tyree?
Again, Dion Lee is probably another one of my favorite designers. So I don't know. I mean, she's French, obviously. So she probably has connections with these brands because I don't know of like an up and comer wearing brands like this. Yes. But I love this outfit. It is very simple because it's black, but I appreciate like the cutouts. I appreciate the boots and like the pockets. It's very like comfortable, but she looks like a cool girl. So yeah. I like it too.
I think it's cute. I know I keep saying cute, but like these girls are cute. Both her and Krista, they're like up and comers, like you said. And so they're doing what the up and comer, like they're doing that like formula for up and comers is like they're wearing very it brands, very like accessorized, like they're wearing the latest accessories and like you're seeing stuff that's like in the pages of magazines. Like it's very strategic when you're dressing a newcomer like this. So like I think we can tell by their look that like, okay, you're up and coming, like we're supposed to be seeing you because like you're wearing stuff that it's like, oh, I remember that on the runway. And I think they're doing it well. I think everybody looks nice. Even Ewan in his suit that I don't know the designer and it looked the same, all three looks, but he does look good in a suit. So I think overall the cast, the people we chose to review they have very strong red carpet looks.
Yeah.
And so that wraps up this episode of The DM. And thanks so much guys for tuning in. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree, where we reviewed the Netflix miniseries Halston. You'll find links to Halston's homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce a friend to our work and tell them to subscribe, comment, rate, review, and follow us on the DM.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brianne and at Tyree Style. The DM is produced by Joe Passarelli, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.